Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. And here we are in the home stretch, the fourth and final hour, and your last chance to weigh in with your thoughts here with our special guest this evening. Our phone number, of course, is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our website is franklyspeakingradio.com, upon which you can listen to this via the internet. Of course, you can listen on shortwave at frequency 3.215, and of course, AM and FM stations, affiliates around the country and around the world. I welcome all of you to this broadcast. Our special guest this evening is a prolific writer who has really, as I had mentioned earlier, done the definitive work on the history of weather modification, weather control projects, the implementation and the experiments that have, of course, probably springboarded them into more experimentation, and of course, those that have ultimately failed disastrously and yet still springboarded them into further exploration. Jerry Smith, welcome back, sir.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Thank
we are here.
Thank you so much for sticking around here. And let's get back and let Gary finish up. Gary from Tennessee, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'll try to be really quick here. Mike Castle is an environmental specialist, cleanup engineer type person.
Huh?
And the barium sulfate that they're using for the spraying process kills the microflora in the soil, which means eventually the soil will become sterile, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not sound good to me. And I got to tell you this funny story right quick. Plane comes from the east going to the west. And I'm kind of in the middle there, and then the Dayton International Airport's to the west of me. So I got on my phone, was out in the yard, and I called the control tower and I said, got a plane flying over, coming close, and he's spraying something on me. Look at your radar and see if you can pick him up. There is no plane there.
Really?
Yeah, there's no plane there.
Very interesting.
And so I said, well, you don't mind then if I go into the closet and get my shoulder-fired surface-to-air missile Stinger and blow this non-existent plane right out of the sky. He got really nervous.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah. Luckily, I didn't have tanks and APCs and SWAT teams blowing me out of the sky.
Yeah, yeah, well, I would urge you not to speak often of shoulder-fired missiles in your closet on nationally syndicated radio programs either, but that's...
No, I didn't do that on national syndicated radio. I was joking with him, but he got really damn nervous, I'm telling you that.
But yeah, well, I think that's funny, though, is that you basically busted him. He called his bluff.
I busted him good.
That's great. Gary, thank you so much for the call, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes. Jerry, would you like to comment before we move on?
I helped Jim Keith write his biggest bestseller, Black Helicopters Over America, Strike Force with the New World Order. And we experienced a lot of spraying. We had a lot of friends who got sprayed, and every time they called the tower to say, look, there's a helicopter spraying something over my house,
right.
The tower said, no, there's no, not going on, not happening.
Well, maybe you should adopt Gary's method, because I think, he certainly did call their bluff.
Well, my dad worked for the people who built the Stinger missile. So I'm sad I didn't pick up a few.
Family heirlooms, right. Hang on, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights features featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Folks, glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Thursday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Jerry E. Smith, staying with us here, talking about his book, Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Welcome back, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much.
You know, I never know what to say when you say that.
Oh, anything.
And yeah. Well, then anything from now on.
It's anything from now on. It'll be our inside joke. Let's go to Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, welcome to the show. Steve, welcome to the show.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
It's about as easy to prove that the weather's controlled as it is to prove that major media is controlled.
Yes, just because we, and again, circumstantial evidence is enough in a court of law on occasion, but you're right. Drop dead, you know, knock down, drag out, factual proof. I think that we've got the best we can offer.
Well, a number of years ago, a fellow microbiologist told me pretty much everything of what Jerry's talking about tonight. The only thing that this microbiology student told me that Jerry hasn't mentioned, two things, was one is where we'll actually be able to control the jet stream and keep the jet stream so far south that it actually freezes out North America for about night. For about 90 days. Is that possible as far as you know, Jerry?
Now, that's a technical question. I'm a little iffy on technicals. But what I can tell you, and I bring this up in the book, and I bring it up very briefly because there's only a little bit about it I can prove, is that Enron, the great energy company that was the great energy scam company, Enron invented what became known as weather derivatives. And basically it was a way to use the stock market to bet on how the weather was going to go.
Oh, wow.
And Enron was $1 billion into weather derivatives. Enron, the deal is that about 40% of the U.S. economy is directly affected by the weather. If you can jack the temperatures up by a couple of degrees during the summer or down by a couple of degrees during the winter, if you are an energy selling company, you can make a fantastic amount of money.
Wow.
And Enron was in this business of weather derivatives, in which they bet on how it was going to go, and they bet they were $1 billion into it. And my gut feeling is, if you're going to be if you're going to put $1 billion on the roulette wheel, you're going to have a fix in.
Mm, yes.
Then the other question was, he spoke about the military being able to direct a storm in which there'd be over 1,000 lightning strikes per square mile in order to drive people underground. Do you know any of that?
That kind of sounds like HAARP.
You know, I've heard speculations along those lines. I haven't seen any of this. I don't think anything is like that has ever actually taken place. Though we do have... There are occasionally lightning storms that are really amazing. I live in Reno, Nevada, and one night in 1 6-hour period, we had 1,500 lightning strikes over about a track that was about 12 miles wide.
Wow.
by about 80 miles long. It was an incredible night. I really enjoyed watching that lightning storm, but. You know, as to whether it was a military event, you have to look at who benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the old deal. Who benefits?
Right.
If there's no obvious beneficiary of it, it probably was Mother Nature. If somebody cleaned up on it, there's a good chance that somebody precipitated it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Steve. Fantastic question. You know, I'd like to expand on those a little bit here, Jerry, before we continue on with phone calls. He mentioned about the jet stream sort of manipulating this. This reminds me of the straight-line wind events by which, you know, they call it sometimes a microburst or a microtornado that comes down. But if you look at the damage of this, this is a wind coming down and basically striking the ground and going mostly in one direction, you know, sometimes well over 100 miles an hour. And of course, it flattens the trees all in the same direction. It would seem that it would be perhaps the jet stream almost being pushed down.
There have been a few recorded events of the jet stream actually touching the earth.
Oh.
There's a place, I think it's in Montana, where the jet stream has come down and touched the earth twice in the same spot.
Wow.
And the statistical probabilities of that are gazillions to one. I know that the patents on HAARP talk about manipulating the jet stream.
Yes.
If HAARP and these patents were written in the late 80s. That was a long time ago, technology wise.
Yeah.
If people were dinking around with how to manipulate the jet stream 20 years ago, there undoubtedly is a great deal more technology in the pipeline that we don't know about. This is one of the things I point out in the book, is that after HAARP broke on the public consciousness, HAARP became the lightning rod for the, that's it.
Right.
And the fact is that for a lot of things, harp is not it. But if you only have one dot and you're desperately trying to connect it to your problem, you may latch onto that one dot as that's it.
For lack of option, sure.
Exactly. now what I point out is that there are tens of thousands of research laboratories in the United States. And each of these laboratories has multiple projects running. There are hundreds of thousands of research projects running at this very moment, many of which are funded with taxpayer dollars, many of which are governed by government agencies, military government agencies. There's an awful lot of stuff being developed. You know, the total sum knowledge of humans, the total human sum knowledge right now is doubling, like every 8 years.
Mm.
Those of us who are old enough to be thinking about retiring, we grew up in a technology that is now as old as high button shoes and buggy whips. We are living in the future. This is the 21st century, for God's sake.
Yeah, where's my flying car, damn it?
actually, that was the Avro Corporation, and that was the subject of my last radio interview.
Of course it was. Wow. You are never short on surprises, my friend. The other thing I wanted to mention, he mentioned about the lightning strikes. I had found a story that had basically said that there were 4,000 lightning strikes hit Western Australia in the span of, half a day or something. And this was just a few months ago, and I found that to be extremely intriguing on many, many levels, because obviously Australia is bearing the brunt of what we would classify, according to the UN, as global warming. With their severe drought, they've actually lowered themselves now to drinking processed and reprocessed sewage, so that way they can sustain themselves. I mean, this is a real problem. They've also talked about trying to incorporate Australia and New Zealand into one country, and of course New Zealand has water. So yeah, obviously Australia would be interested in that. But what you see here is again forcing the hand, as you had mentioned, of the Kyoto Protocol and many other things that really sees this globalism thing take a new form.
I've been to Australia and I've seen it firsthand. I went to the rainforest and there weren't no rain.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. The climatic disruptions are in many places very, very severe.
Yes.
But there is some very odd spots. There are places that are not warming. There are places that are getting colder.
Really?
Antarctica. The ice sheet in Antarctica is growing.
Hmm. We don't hear that.
Yeah. They don't mention that. You know, you heard about how the La Ross ice shelf broke free a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a section of ice the size of Connecticut breaks loose. It didn't break loose because of warming. It broke loose because it was growing.
Oh.
Now this is the odd thing. In the north, in the Arctic, we have warming temperatures. In the Antarctic, we have cooling temperatures.
That's amazing. And again, something you don't hear about in the mainstream sources. Folks, let me ask you to hang on here. We've got another quick break to deal with here. 3 minutes in, 3 minutes out, back with your calls and our guest, Jerry E. Smith, and of course more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. We have about 35 minutes left and counting with our in the show, and hopefully we can convince Jerry to stay on with us, because I know I sure have a lot more questions, and I'm sure you do as well. Our phone number, of course, is 800-313-9443. Jerry E. Smith. His website is linked up through our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. His website is jerryesmith.com. The book is entitled Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. It is a must-read. It is a must-own, okay? Because there are people out there who have been, and we've all been there before, indoctrinated into the mainstream style of thinking, and, of course, would poo-poo something like this away without having seen the evidence. And when you see it in this form, it is absolutely irrefutable. Jerry E. Smith, welcome back, sir.
Anything.
You remembered. I was testing you. Let's go to Carl in Oklahoma. Carl, welcome to the show.
Hello, Frank and Jerry. Thank you, sir, for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
Yeah, what a topic you've got going here. This is an excellent topic. I'd like to make a couple of comments and give Jerry maybe something that he might want to take a look at.
Proceed.
And then also I'd like to recommend a book that I suggest that you guys can see if you can find it and read it. It'll help you understand the control from the top down.
Okay.
Of the world's systems. First off, back in the late 90s, I think it was either Linda Moulton Howe or Joyce Riley made a report on one of the networks, the late night talk shows, about the oil well fires over there in Gulf War One, And those were set by groups of our own military that mm-hmm. were specially trained to do that.
Yes.
And you may want to check into that. Also, on this research, as you do your research, Clifford found out that as he goes to these scientific sites and these government sites around the world, they were closing the sites down, claiming that they had a glitch in the software, when in fact it was the data that was coming in, and they had to shut them down to keep everybody in the dark about what's taking place. And that's what is happening with all the websites.
Interesting.
If you have contact with Clifford, you may want to discuss that with him. I can give you contact information for him if you wish, and we can discuss that. I would like to call your number tomorrow, that number you gave out. Will you be available at that number?
Yes.
I'll call in tomorrow and see if I can speak with you.
I'm up way past my bedtime,
it'll be late.
I'm going to sleep in tomorrow.
It'll be late in the afternoon.
Okay, I can take your call. I can talk for a short while.
Yeah, okay.
I can't engage in any long conversations on a business phone.
Okay. On this global warming and this plasma envelope that we have, and we are surrounded with a plasma envelope. Ultimately, what we're going to find, I'm sure, is that the Earth's total heat load is going down. In other words, the Earth and our system is cooling down. But we, being in this bubble of plasma, observe it as heat, which it is in the bubble. And when the total collapse comes and all of this goes away, then we're going to have extremely cold weather worldwide. I mean, with a vengeance.
You're talking my language here. I got involved in this back in the 70s when the buzz was global cooling.
Uh-huh.
And I watched it go from global cooling to global warming. And I've had a very jaundiced eye to global warming because it looked too damn political for me.
Yeah, that's right.
It's too easy to make hay off of warming. And too hard to make hay off of cooling.
Yeah, that's right. Also, as you examine this global warming, if you may want to take notice of the massive melt-offs that we do have in the northern and somewhat southern latitudes as well. And
okay, now I want to address this this northern melt-off. I cannot prove it, so I didn't put it in the book. The book is 400 pages of what I can prove.
Right.
Now, what I do know, and I got this from Dr. Gordon J.F. McDonald, one of the things he commented on, one of the weapon systems he commented on that would be in our future, is the deliberate melting of polar ice. Now, I believe that as a member of the Jason Group, he was privy to, they actually were working on it. Now, they were working on melting polar ice as a weapon in the mid-60s.
Wow.
Now, I believe that the polar warming right now is intentional, but I can't prove it, so I didn't put it in the book.
Well,
I think ultimately we'll find that what they have done and what they are doing is they have surrounded us with a plasma, irradiated the ionosphere with HARP, and ionized everything, and they are extracting gases. I hear the music.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call, Carl. We'll let Jerry continue with his response when we come back here, folks. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival. Food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
My friends, glad you're here. I tell you what, we call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. It always goes by fast for me, but you know, particularly speedy this evening as we delve into just such a hot button issue. And Jerry Smith, our guest, welcome back, sir.
Anything?
There we go. That's my boy.
You know, let me say, you know, I get really tired. It annoys me to say it's not in the book because I can't prove it, but. So I want to say, look, there's 400 pages of stuff I can prove in
yes,
the book.
Absolutely.
I give you all the dots I can prove, which is what I then connect to make these wild claims on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want the audience to know that my wild speculations are based in fact,
yes,
and that the facts are available at for a mere $18.95.
Yeah, and you have actually a significant appendix, I guess, or bibliography, I guess.
The bibliography is amazing. The bibliography is 31 pages long.
There you go.
I've said this a few hundred times. I would have paid $100 for this bibliography.
Yeah.
This would have made doing this book a whole lot easier. If you are serious about researching this subject, this bibliography will kick your keister.
Oh yeah.
It has three appendices. Mm-hmm. It has the complete text of the NMOD convention. It has all 12 of the HARP patents and another appendix of 150 patents granted by the U.S. Patent Office for weather and environmental modification technology.
Yeah,
I can prove we can meddle with the environment because the United States Patent Office has issued a few hundred patents, and I've got 150 of them just starting in 1920. And as I said earlier, the first patent was granted in 1880.
Yeah, that's astounding. Absolutely amazing. I wanted to ask you this too, Jerry, because this is something that pops up quite frequently in the media in the last couple of weeks. In addition to this global warming thing, in addition to this Iran thing, peculiar lights in the sky have popped up. Now, this might be a little bit on the esoteric side perhaps for you, but I was curious about HARP and perhaps UFOs. Is there a connection to, you can speculate, it's okay. I'm just curious if you had come across anything that maybe piqued an interest.
Well, you know, oddly enough, I was the executive director of the National UFO Museum for about 4 years.
Wow.
And after my HARP book came out, virtually every conference I've spoken at has been a UFO conference. And so I'm constantly asked for a connection between HARP and UFOs. And there are a couple of them. I'm not real comfortable with them. One of the speculations is the Roswell incident. And I can take the Roswell incident in a dozen different directions. One of the directions connecting it to HARP, and I actually spoke at the International UFO Museum in Roswell on this subject.
Wow.
Is that one of the speculations is that the Roswell crash really was two vehicles. The best explanation of what happened in Roswell is there were two saucers, one smacked into the other, one disintegrated, one fell more or less intact. The one that disintegrated over Max Brazel's ranch about 75 miles outside of Roswell, and the other one crashed more or less intact with a dent its own size in it around Aztec, New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And so it was two vehicles banged up against each other. One dissolved, one crashed. One of the explanations as to what caused them to bang into each other was that the Roswell Air Force Base was the sole repository for atomic bombs on this planet. All 17 atomic bombs that existed were in Roswell, and the most advanced, sophisticated radar system we possessed was at the Roswell Air Force Base. And it's theorized by some that the alien spacecraft, were destabilized by the signal from the Roswell radars.
Oh wow!
Now, if that's true, then it's possible that our guys tried to figure out what signal characteristic it was that brought the enemy down, potential enemy down, and that HAARP is designed to mimic or emit that signal as a planetary defense shield, not against incoming Russian ICBMs, but against bugbears from somewhere out there.
Wow.
Now, I think this is incredibly speculative.
Yeah, but it's...
It's brilliant dot connecting that I rather doubt if any of these dots are real.
Well, what intrigues me so much about it, Jerry, is that, the other day we were discussing some of these things. Ronald Reagan had spoke on at least three or four different occasions on the record about these attacks from off planet sources. Now,
Of course, Reagan's comments were always if the world were under attack from an alien species.
Yes.
We would, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. If we were under attack, we would rally together. We would circle the wagons collectively to defend off the alien invader.
Yeah.
And he thought that would be a cool way to bring the nations of Earth together. And indeed, there has been speculation. In fact, it's under the name of Project Bluebeam.
Yes.
Project Bluebeam has been circulating on the Internet since the Internet was formed, that it was an official NASA program to fake alien attack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't believe that. I personally believe Project Bluebeam is a hoax, but it's a brilliant take, and it goes back quite a ways. One of my all-time favorite books was When They Came from Space by Mark Clifton.
Hmm.
It is one of the funniest books I've ever read. I mean, it's one of those holding your side, tears rolling down your cheek, funny books.
Great.
In which the hero of the story gets mistaken and for somebody else with the same name and ends up in charge of a bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. that the bureaucracy's job is to note the exact time that we make contact with aliens.
Hmm.
And so there's all these people working and crossing off the days on the calendars. Wasn't today. Right? And there actually are aliens, and the aliens interview normal humans. And normal humans don't know diddly. I mean, they ask them, how does the TV set work? How does your car work? And they conclude that since normal humans have absolutely no idea how anything works, they didn't do it. There has to be a superior race, another race of a much more intelligent species who are in hiding and giving this technology to the humans. So the aliens arranged to fake a battle between themselves so as to draw out the real intelligent species on the planet. And our hero gets again mistaken by the aliens as being one of the real intelligent species. Absolutely hysterical book.
And so
this whole idea of faking invasion from space goes back to the 50s.
That's really interesting. And that sounds like a book I need to read. It's hilarious. And this is not a new concept. Obviously, this whole one world government, one world currency, one world religion would be dramatically.
World government goes back a couple of hundred years.
Yeah.
Adam Weishaupt founded the ancient and illuminated Seers of Bavaria on July 4th, 1776, to bring about a world government with himself as the world governor.
Oh. Well, missed the mark on that one, didn't he?
Well, just by a little. They're still working on it.
Yes, they are. Well, you're absolutely right, though. There's so much to this, and Bluebeam is something that I had looked at, and again, when I read the material, I said, look, this isn't sourced, it's just posted, really, so who knows. But it is intriguing, because I had come across a story in, I believe it was New Scientist, and it was back in, I want to say, 2005. And what it said is, I think it was, the article was entitled Artificial Light Show Created. and it was basically a documentation about a harp experiment they had done. And of course, these harp scientists, these experts, were just proudly stating that they were able to tickle the atmosphere with colors and lights. And they said that this really opens up a great new possibility for celestial advertising. So whether So whether you're beaming.
As I was going to press, I sent the manuscript for HARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, to my publisher in February of 98. Mm-hmm. In, I think it was January of 98, the Secretary of the Air Force was quoted by CNN as saying that he had at a press release, press interview, CNN had learned that the Secretary of the Air Force said that we had perfected holographic projectors for use in battlefields to frighten and disorient the enemy. So the Air Force has claimed to have battlefield-ready holographic projectors to project things in the sky, a la Blue Beam, since
almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, since 98. Yes, 10 years. Wow. So if they've had them setting, you know, in the arsenal, setting in a warehouse somewhere, it seems likely they would have brought them out at some point.
Haven't really needed it since then. But you're right. I mean, it does make you wonder. But you know, yeah, they had mentioned this about the celestial advertising, which. You know, whether you're beaming the Coke logo onto the moon or you're beaming a spaceship over the White House, neither here nor there.
Great minds, same gutters. You know, the first time I thought of celestial advertising was turning the moon into the Coke logo. And I thought of this like, I don't know, 66 or something.
Wow.
You know, as soon as I learned that the U.S. planned to send a man to the moon, my first thought was...
The first billboard.
Yeah. Yeah, the moon's an awesome billboard. And, of course, tonight's a full moon, so we got major billboard going on.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Jerry, we are rapidly running out of time, my friend, but I did want to ask you this. How many known HARP-like facilities, either U.S. government-operated or other governments, do we know of that are around the planet?
None, many, some, a few.
Depends on who you ask.
Right. It's HARP. HARP is based on patents.
Yes.
That, as best anybody who's really researching this can tell, HARP uses the Eastland patents and so is unique. It's the only one of its kind. However, there are repeated rumors about HARP-like installations going up.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, there was a serious and verifiable rumor about some sort of an ionosphere heater going up in Greenland.
Mm.
And then there are a number of very strange, what the heck are they doing things, like Super Darn. Super Darn is this circle of strange radars that completely circle the Arctic Ocean, and I can never remember exactly what Super Darn stands for. It's like DARN, Dual Arctic Radar Network, nothing that I've read in the open literature makes any sense.
Yeah.
I can't figure out what they really are doing with Super Darn. And that's just, you know, there are the governments, the advanced governments of the world are looking to control the electromagnetic spectrum.
Yes.
And I mean, that was TIA. That was one of the things they claimed for TIA is ultimate control of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Wow.
TIA, Total Information Agency.
Yeah.
This is the technology of the 21st century. Is we have moved. We have moved into EM, electromagnetic. There is something. One of the big talks since the fall of the Soviet Union has been RMA, the Revolution in Military Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
There's some great RMA websites. The RMA basically is the idea that whenever how you fight a war fundamentally changes, it's an RMA, such as you go from bows and arrows to gunpowder.
Oh.
Right? So looking at the beginning of the 20th century, we had weapons that could target individuals and buildings, bullets, artillery.
Sure.
And then with World War One, we had weapons that could target battlefields, poison gas.
Yeah.
Then with World War II, we had that could target cities, atom bombs. Now we have weapons that can target continents and ethnicities.
Jerry, let me interrupt you right there. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes. Please stay with us.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, folks. The absolute final segment here in the fastest 4 hours of talk radio. And we have spent the last 3.5 hours with our good friend Jerry E. Smith, the author of the must-have, must-read book, Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. And, of course, again, Our website has links to Jerry's website. Our website is franklyspeakingradio.com. Jerry's website is jerryesmith.com. And that book and others are all available through his site and through the publisher's site at Adventures Unlimited Press, I believe, .com. Jerry, welcome back, sir.
Anything. The comment I want to make, to wrap all this up in a big pink bow, is that the conversation we've been having tonight is the advanced version.
Yes.
The book is Weather Modification 101. The book is everything I can prove about what they're doing. Now, what we've been doing is we've been riffing off of the data points. We've been speculating based on the facts. But the facts are the facts. And the book is 400 pages of these annoying, frightening, really, really make you want to scream and bang a wall, to quote May Brussel, facts.
Yes, absolutely. Jerry, your information is just so fantastic, and your knowledge is so broad, and we've covered so many things. I would just ask you one last question. When you look at things like CERN, which I know you're familiar with, and CERN has a project they're calling Cloud, in which they're trying to, modify the weather, in essence, in a closed environment. And, of course, you would think that if they are able to do so like that, then they will take it into a broader expansion of testing and whatnot. When you've got the planet, it is what it is. And as you had mentioned, there are always side effects to these levels of tampering. When you start making it rain in one area goes without. If the Pentagon Climate Report, in my opinion, one of the biggest and most important stories probably of the last 10 years, meaning news stories, not necessarily events, but a huge story insofar as to say that it forecasts what is to come in their own mind. And again, this is out of the Pentagon. This is not the UN or, you know, experts and being politicians. But if you start seeing all these various nations trying to stave off weather events in their own home country, inevitably it could have disastrous effects for everyone else. Give us an idea of how bad that could be.
Oh, God, you're going to do this to me with like 90 seconds left.
Always leave them wanting more, my daddy says.
Life on Earth comes to an end, doesn't it? I mean, how bad can it get?
Right.
We go back to square one with mud and tidal pools. Assuming that really was square one, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. So inevitably, pretty much all the bad stuff in the Bible.
Well, you mentioned a point that rang a bell with me, which was the CERN is doing it in a lab, and I have CERN in the book, oddly enough, and in my previous book, HAARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, the final chapter is about they have turned the Earth into a lab, which means we are all lab rats.
That's right. Well,
and this is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, because the Nuremberg Code says you cannot perform experiments on human beings without their informed consent.
You're so right. And, Jerry, you know, the Secretary of the Air Force recently said that he would test all non-lethal weapons on Americans first because he doesn't want the bad press by using it on the battlefield first. That was a fairly recent story, so there's so much. Jerry E. Smith, ladies and gentlemen, an incredible mind who has presented a great deal of information for your perusal, urge you to take that opportunity and read these books. That's going to do it, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.